Joburg, Lagos, Nairobi, Harare, London, Kinshasa, Accra, Cape Town. All over your city, it's Vision View Sports Radio.
That's Shawn Mendes featuring Justin Bieber with Monster. Before that, Goldfish and Serona with Hold Your Kite. Fahu, you really love that one, yeah?
I do, but you know how I usually catch on with trends, especially music.
Later on.
Yeah. Like when people are like, ah, we've forgotten about the song. Yeah. I'm out there.
Four or five years ago, here comes Bajo. Whoa. You guys here? Ludacris in the club. Listen to piano now. I don't know if
you know what? I think it just reveals my age.
Huh?
I'm way too old.
I don't know. Old
to be
heart.
Following trends.
Old in heart, young in reality, Bajo. That's the truth. That's the truth. I'm old now, jeez. After independence, I was just talking about.
But I'm not a 2000. But anyway, keeping the show moving. Now, Sasa Liga, Royal Queens, a player, Buitwarelo Omoaneno, also known as Lady Popa, has been invited to Spain for trials in hopes to wow them and begin her professional career in the Liberian Peninsula, which is around the southwest of Europe. We talked to her about how she's been just going out there to get the much-needed funds to get her to Spain, and also the fundraising campaign that she has just started. Lady Pogba, good morning to you. How are you today, Buitwarelo?
Hey, Buitwarelo.
Good, thanks. And yourself?
We are well. I think it wouldn't be fair if you don't start us with maybe your TikTok, Kwicho Nyana, just something, because we know you are well-known in those streets.
Hi, folks. I'm lip syncing in those videos.
Listen, but I'm sure there's a bit of talent somewhere hiding.
The only talent that I have is soccer.
Amazing stuff. Buitwarelo, you know, first and foremost, thank you so much for waking up and talking to us. Let's talk about your football journey before we get to where it's heading. Let's talk about where it all started. As a young girl, how did you adapt to football, loving the sport, and end up being a player?
Well, first of all, I would like to say it wasn't easy because of what society thinks when a young girl plays soccer, you know. And it started at a young age. I can't recall at what age I started playing, but it started off as a street soccer. And then I started playing in grade 5 for school. And then I found academy in 2018. It was Starlet School of Excellence. Then that's when I started playing with boys. Yeah, that's about it.
Buitwarelo, let's talk about where football is at the moment. I mean, we've watched football grow leaps and bounds here in South Africa and be given platform now more than before. We know that there's still a long ways to go. There's still a lot more money that needs to be invested, and would love to have our girls paid and on professional contracts throughout all the leagues that are running in South Africa. But just when you look back at where you're coming from, your journey in football, where football is as a whole now, how do you feel about that?
Well, for me, it's sad because I've gotten opportunities, but sadly, it was about rich girls getting those opportunities, not some of us. It's basically like corruption, you know. So now I think it's getting better because now we have like Hollywood that are sponsoring, and maybe by next league, the players will be getting paid in the National League. So, yeah.
Amazing. Buitwarelo, let's talk about some of the players that you look up to. We've had amazing players that have come from the SASA League that are playing abroad. We've had players from the National Soccer League that are playing abroad. Who's that one player that you look up to? Because, I mean, I can count a number. We have your Jeromes, your Pesinwe, we have your Temi Khatlana, Linda Mutlalo. The list literally goes on and on. Who's your role model right now?
No, I would say Paul Pogba. I don't like have an idol in Banyana right now. I only have an idol, which is Paul Pogba.
The similarities between you and Paul Pogba, when you just watch the way he plays and the way you play, what would you say those are?
The switching of the ball, dribbling, and just the way how he plays, man.
Listen, I think the comparisons are evident, and I like that you lean into it. You know, some people be called by different players' names, and they kind of, you know, shy away from those direct comparisons. Pogba's a world-class player, and I'm glad you're comparing yourself to guys right at the top. That's brilliant. So now let's talk about this fundraising campaign. There is a move for you on the cards to Spain for trials. We know that there are a lot of clubs that are looking at you over there in the Liberian Peninsula, as Pajo put out earlier on as she brought you into the show. How did the trials materialize for you? And then maybe you can let us into where we're at right now with the fundraising campaign.
Okay. It all started in last year when we were training, and then we saw this program on Instagram, and then we decided to message them, you know. And then after that, they asked for our videos. After our videos, they told us that we were accepted. It was me and my fellow teammates. And then they told us that it's a 10-month program where you're going to pay like 9.5 euros. And then everything will be provided for you, like accommodation, food, kids, and whatever that is needed, you know. And then the fundraising, well, it's not really going well, because at first I started selling tickets whereby a ticket is 100 rand and we're going to do a raffle and then win soccer boots, but then it didn't work out. So now I have two methods, which is trust and backup daddy, where you donate anything that you have.
So Boitshwarelo has raised around 6,340, and the target is 170,000 to make sure that she's covered for things like a visa for 10 months, accommodation, things that she's mentioned, food every day, training kit, a license with the 4th Division Female Club, personalized diet and training, health insurance, as well as personalized videos and promotion of videos to Spanish clubs. So we do urge people to honestly back a buddy and help her. So I think you can go to back a buddy and then be able to assist her. And we started with just your last words to the people that want to see you shine on the world stage, want to see you go to Spain, and want to see you representing South Africa.
I just want to say, like, thank you for everyone who has been supporting me, who has been bringing ideas on how we can raise funds, and I really appreciate that. And thank you so much.
Brilliant stuff. We really do appreciate your time, and all the best.
Thank you.
All right, cheers. Yeah, there you have it, Pajo.
Yeah.
Fundraising efforts, yeah?
Fundraising efforts, Becca Buddy. And she is hoping that, you know, hopefully they'll be able to gather enough funds for to make the trip to stay there. From what I understand, the program starts on the 15th of August 2021 until the 15th of June 2022.
Yeah, great stuff. Please, let's support Boitshwarelo in the best way that we can. Go over to the websites as per mentioned and get the podcast here for www.vvsr.co.za. If you missed what she said, you want to know more about how you can help her, anything will go a long way in this case. So do your best. And we implore you to do your civic duty, really, to get her out into Spain. It will be a great thing. Coming up next, we want to talk about that Ugandan weightlifter who absconded in Tokyo. He left a note, Pajo. This one's going to be fun for you. Left a note and said, I'm not coming back. I'm gone. I'm out of here. Sayonara. Peace. Deuces. We have an update on his whereabouts.
Everybody get up. Vision View Sports Radio is woke.